Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Die ergste van die koue is verby, maar dit gaan gedeeltelik bewolk bly vandag oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in die Noordwes en steeds koud in plekke. Dit is ook winderig oor die Noordwes en daarmee saam kom 'n waarskuwing van uiters hoë brandgevaar toestande oor die westelike dele van daai provinsie. Pretoria vandag op na 23, Johannesburg, Mbombela en Polokwane 20, Emalahleni 21 en Rustenburg 24 grade.
Tabby, so kan brief vir jou vinnig verkeer, daarom nie te veel wat gebeur op die paai nie, maar kom ons begin in Alberton waar daar ongeluk was, dit is in naby die Elandswisselaar op die N12 Oos, dan die N12 verkeersgeterrasse by te werke met stadig verkeer, dis by die R558 Protea Glen afrit.
Gauteng se LER vir menslike nedersettings, Lebo Gumayle, lei vanoggend 'n besoek aan die Cemetery View informele nedersetting in die ooste van Tshwane, waar meer as 2000 hutte oor die naweek in 'n brand verwoes is. Een persoon is dood en 'n ander is hospitaal toe gehaas. En die Israelse weermag het deur die nag dosyne lugaanvalle geloods in die suide van Lebanon. Die Israelse weermag het inwoners gewaarsku om gebiede naby Hezbollah teikens te ontruim. Israelse troepe het ook toegeslaan op gebiede in die ooste van Lebanon. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, time to review what was not the greatest weekend for South African sports, at least not the national teams. Aiden Markram scored a composed half-century to guide South Africa to a consolation win in the third ODI at the Sharjah Stadium yesterday, preventing a series whitewash that was against Afghanistan. After bundling the hosts out for 169 in 34 overs, the Proteas reached 170 for 3 in 33 overs. Markram unbeaten on 69 and Tristan Stubbs 26 not out. We spoke about it and let this be the last for the week, at least until we build up to Mbombela. The Rugby Championship will be decided in the final match of the season after Los Pumas beat the Springboks 29-28 in Santiago on Saturday. The Boks basically need just 1 point to win their first Rugby Championship title since 2019. John Stones' 98th minute equaliser salvaging a 2-2 draw for Man City against 10-man Arsenal. Brighton and Hove Albion and Nottingham Forest played out a 2-2 draw. Stellenbosch FC making history, reaching the group stages of the CAF Confederations Cup for the first time. They beat AS Vita 3-1 on aggregate after coming away with a 1-1 draw in their second leg clash in the second preliminary round in Kinshasa, and that was yesterday. Sundowns will make their 10th consecutive appearance in the group stage of the CAF Champions League. That's after they thumped Mabane Swallows 8-0 on aggregate over their 2-round qualifying matches. Stellenbosch, of course, will join Pirates those three are the only representatives in CAF Champions Club competitions. A late winner giving the Sea Robbers a 1-0 win over Joanneng Galaxy in their second match at Orlando Stadium on Saturday. And that sees them secure their spot in the group stages. And Max Verstappen has thrown another hissy fit. He says the, quote, silly rules in F1 will dictate his future in the sport. So he's threatening to quit, basically, after restricting his answers again in the press conference at the Singapore Grand Prix, where he finished second behind Lando Norris. On Friday, he was ordered to, quote, accomplish some work of public interest by the sports governing body. That's after he used or dropped the F-bomb when describing the recent performance of his Red Bull car in Thursday's official press conference in Singapore. So, yeah, Saturday giving one-word answers, I don't know, just seems a little petty. And he reckons he doesn't have to stay in Formula One. Formula One doesn't need him, so... Is this the end of Max?
Oh, no, it's not. No. Was he going to go drive Indy cars? Nah.
I don't know what he thinks he's going to go and drive.
Sure, dude. Alavaro. Tiana was a bit of a messy weekend all around.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to Saturday, dude.
I am.
Just a straight win. That's all we're asking.
No. Well, Mbombela's always delivered for the Boks. Let's hope it does so once more. It's become an important match, which we didn't think was going to be the case. But well done, Argentina. I think under Felipe Contepomi, they've become